Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, May 13th, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. With us today, we have the Salvation Army's captain, Chase Tomberlin Green. He's going to discuss events that the Salvation Army will be putting on this summer and in the near future, I think. Mm-hmm. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Chase. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's a good day anytime I can come and hang out with you guys.
That's really nice. And it's always great to have you, too, come
in. Thank you. I think last time I was here, we were talking about all things chili related.
That's right. That was about a year ago.
I know. Man, time flies.
Yeah. How did that go?
Oh, it was fun. People are pretty good at making chili around this town. I thought mine was okay, but man, they blew it out of the water. That's for sure.
Nice. I think did anybody put chocolate in their chili? Do you know?
I didn't get like a chance to like go over ingredients, but I definitely thought about it. I was definitely there with like a spoon and as I was tasting them, I was like, oh, I wonder what's in here. One of them did have okra in it. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Was it slimy?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't too slimy. I think they like fried it pretty good before they put it in, but it wasn't slimy. I have seen okra do that, and I always feel like I could never get past that.
I mean, that's the only I've only seen okra be slimy.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, my dad back in the day, I mean, he loved deep fried okra. He could eat it like candy.
I'll have to have some deep like. Do you know if it was slimy?
It wasn't. No, not in the chili. No.
The deep fried.
Deep fried? Oh, gosh, I hope not. That sounds terrible.
Well, maybe one day all the listeners will try deep fried okra.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll have a deep fried okra party.
Yeah, let us know.
So I saw on Facebook that the Salvation Army will be hosting a paint night, and you guys already hosted a paint night as well, but there's another one, and this is a fundraiser for the Bible Bowl, right?
Yeah, so paint nights around this community have been so much fun. I've seen a bunch of different ones. I think even during the holidays there were some. We didn't put those ones on, but it seems to be something that people really like, and so we wanted to do a fundraiser for that Bible, and we can get into what that looks like in a little bit, but yeah, that was kind of the way that we wanted to do it. And Linda Edens is kind of the like extraordinaire. She is practically a reincarnate of Bob Ross, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
She's incredibly talented, and so she was like the first person we went to, and we said, hey, can you help us do it? And you know, there's probably going to be a lot of people who want to do it, so let's split it into two nights. That way we can get as many people, the chance to do it, and we get to fundraise at the same time. So yeah, we had the one, and then we have another one this Saturday.
Oh, cool. Okay, so it's this Saturday. And is it the same image that everyone's going to paint?
Yeah, so on that flyer that's on our Facebook page, which is a beautiful painting, we'll throw up the pictures from this past week. And we'll tag you guys in that too, so that you can see that. But it is going to be the same image. And I got to tell you again, Linda teaches so well, because I was looking at that picture of everyone's creations, and it looked like everyone was just an all-star painter. So it must have been a blast. My wife was there. I was at another engagement on that exact time. But the whole Bible team was there. My wife was there. And they just said it was so much fun.
What's the image?
Yeah. So it has like this kind of this summery sunset sky. There's some pinks and oranges and blues in the sky. And then there's some trees off to the side. And it's just kind of this beautiful image. I mean, it's maybe not entirely different from what we get to see in beautiful Wrangell, right out here on the water. But again, thrown together with some of these incredible colors, and it kind of gives you that summer evening feel.
Yeah, nice. And did you know that Linda Edens was very talented at this? Like, how did this come
about? Yeah, I know she's done it before. I think she did it for the Salvation Army, not too long ago in the past. And so, and she's done it for other places in town as well. She's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Cool. And so what is the price to participate?
Yeah. Well, and again, keeping in mind it was a fundraiser. So we did it for $50 for a person to come in and be able to paint. It lasted a couple hours. But $50.
Okay.
And I think we have just a couple more spots for Saturday for this week. You get a lot of people in a room. It's definitely a lot when it comes to the teaching element of it. So I think there's two more spots available. But I mean, if there was, enough desire, I know that we could find a way to put on another one in the near future.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And so this is a fundraiser for the Bible Bowl. What is the Bible Bowl?
Yeah, so the Bible team is awesome. It is a program that the Salvation Army has across the whole nation where teenagers really dive deep into the Bible and they are memorizing some of the most detailed parts of Scripture. So it's a buzzer competition. And the way that the Salvation Army does it is slightly different. They use an online tool for it. But essentially, they're asking questions directly related to whatever part of the Bible that they're studying. And then they get so many points for how quick and how accurately they answer the question. They were the national champs last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty incredible. So that was the first time since 2010.
Okay, so
the state of Alaska was the national champ.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's pretty incredible. And I mean, and they are working so, so hard. And this is their third year being Wrangell is the state champions. And hopefully I have every amount of confidence that they will be the nationals, national champions for the second year in a row.
Yeah. And how many participants in this?
Well, so our team consists of six players. As far as how many teams go, they don't really tell us. I mean, they kind of get to the competition, then you see how many teams. Last year at Nationals, there was close to 10 teams who qualified.
Yeah.
And they beat them out by a lot. So it was pretty cool to watch. I mean, go Wrangell, right?
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So, and how long has this been going on for?
I mean, the program itself, I mean, I was doing it when I was a kid. Gosh, 90s,
early.
80s,
okay,
maybe. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, it's pretty cool. Damon Rower, he's one of our police officers in town. Incredible guy. He's the coach for the team because him and I used to compete against each other when we were kids. So it's really comes full circle now to watch that. And now Damon and I have this great bond over Bible Bowl, and now we get to to give that to these teens who love it.
Yeah, and how has it changed over the years? Like since you were a kid, I'm sure it's changed.
Yeah, I mean the culture of competition has changed over the years. I think nowadays it's really focused on making sure that every individual knows that they matter and that they are important to their team. So it's different now where in the competition they take the average of each player's score they take the team average from every individual score on the team, and then that's what their overall score is. Whereas before, I mean, it was a lot different, maybe a little bit more cutthroat. Back in the day, it was very much a, smack your hand on the table, who can get the buzzer fastest. Whereas now everyone gets to answer every single question. They get their points scored based off of how quick and how accurate they were. Whereas before it was just, whoever was fastest to the buzzer, they would get to answer alone. So it's definitely different now. and still very competitive, but maybe a little bit more inclusive of everyone.
Gotcha. And supportive.
And supportive, yeah. I mean, again, I think everyone on the team knows that all of their scores matter. All of their answers matter. Mm-hmm. They can't win without each other. And that you're right. There's no one person carrying a team type of dynamic. And so it's really fun to watch that. And I think because of that, there's a really strong bond between them.
Yeah. And it's all in person. It's not online.
Yeah, it's all in person. They use like an online tool for, you know, during the competition. You know, like everything now, it's all technology now. But yeah, they're all in person when they compete.
Okay. And when is that?
So the big one is coming up on I think it's the 14th.
Oh, wow. Okay. So today is the 13th. So tomorrow.
June. June right. 14th.
Yep. Yeah. So in a month.
Yeah. We travel down here next month, and it'll be awesome. They'll be in California.
Okay. What part of California?
LA.
Okay. And so again, the paint night is a fundraiser for that. How do people sign up for the paint night? There's just a couple spots left.
Yeah. So a couple spots left. If anyone did want to sign up, comment on that post right now. That's kind of been the most popular method. I think we have it on our page and on the community page on Facebook. Or you can call the Salvation Army.
What's the number for Salvation Army?
874-3753.
3753. Okay. So after the competition, the Salvation Army is planning a camping trip in July. So you're going to be taking teenagers on a 2-week camping experience. Tell us about this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it means so much to me. And in many ways, it quite literally saved my life. It's where I met my wife at. So Kings Lake Camp is a massive summer camp out in Wasilla, Alaska. And the Salvation Army owns the whole property, owns the program itself, owns the whole lake. And so every summer throughout the entire summer, there is a summer camp. You know, each week looks a little bit different, based on like themes and things like that, age groups. But we are taking teens to the teen camp and the creative arts camp. That's who we have signed up right now. And so on July 14th, that's what we'll be doing. We're taking them there for those 2 weeks, and they're just going to have a blast. I think the girls are having like a full week of girl energy. There will be like makeup parties and everything. And then the guys are going to go salmon fishing, dip netting, which is really cool. And then there will be a whole week of different kinds of creative arts. It's just going to be an awesome experience for everyone.
Oh, cool. Okay. And so, I have here like what's on the agenda. So, you just said, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I said like a little bit about what they're doing. But I mean, a typical day at Kings Lake Camp. You know, anything from you've got the basics and the kind of the classics of summer camping, you know, archery, there's swimming in the lake, there's boating, there's hiking, there's all number of games. But each camp has its own theme. So teen camp is really focusing its energy around building really healthy relationships. And so the girls are really spending a week about empowerment and not just about having fun and singing songs and playing games and things like that, but really also spending some really good time learning that it's okay to you are who you are. And that's okay because you are perfectly and wonderfully made. And so the girls really get to have this week of empowerment, recognizing that they don't have to be afraid of who they are. It's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good message. Maybe we don't always tell ourselves. And then the guys are doing the same thing, but within their own group, and through the kind of the avenue of a lot of fishing and things like that. And so it's going to be so great. And Creative Arts Camp is just that, any number. I don't exactly know what kinds of activities there will be for that one, but any number of creative art, whether it be painting, or there's even going to be a 3D printing workshop, and so any number of things like that where they can be a little bit more hands-on and express themselves in that way.
Okay, and so it's a 2-week camp experience. Mm-hmm. Is the creative arts part week number 2?
Correct.
Okay, great.
So week 1 was just the team where they kind of break up a little bit more, and then the creative arts is that second week.
Gotcha. Okay. And what takeaways do you hope the campers will leave with?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the most important one, right? I always love those conversations as we're like coming back home. Those are always my favorite. And I think if I had any desired outcome, it would be not only do teens fall a little bit more in love with Jesus, because I think that's obviously, for me, that's number one. But also, I hope that they realize that they are incredible individuals. And there is so much pressure in our culture today to be a certain way. But there's maybe nothing more special than when a teenager realizes they are incredible people and they don't have to be afraid to be themselves and to be authentic. And that's my desired outcome, is that, you know, a lot of them, if not all of them, have that realization that they can be themselves and that they are loved for who they are.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I think, I don't think everybody thinks that, you know, and so.
Well, yeah, and I think that's just something that we see in our society today, whether it be books or movies or you know, video games for kids or whatever it is. There's just so much emphasis on this is what people should look like. This is how they should act. This is what they should talk like. This is how much money they should have. And the reality is those things probably are of so little value, actually. Wouldn't it just be better to love who we are as individuals and to know that we are loved, that we are cherished? I mean, I hope that every day. I want people to accept me for who I am, and
yeah,
but it starts with me.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. And so for the teenagers, who can attend this?
Yeah, so the way that we're doing it is camp, the experience itself is totally free. We are covering all of that, but what we are charging is transportation. So it's basically that flight to Anchorage. So we're charging about $500, which I get is a big penny. But that's what we're charging, the transportation, all the fees, all the food, all the lodging. That's totally expense free. And so if they really want to be a part of it, they definitely need to let me know ASAP, because that time for registration kind of, you know, everyone from Alaska has that availability. So if you have a teenager who is really interested in that, again, you can call the Salvation Army or leave us a message or give me an email. Most people have my contact, but again, that's 907-874-3753. But yeah, no, it's definitely an incredible experience. Like I said, that's where I met my wife.
Right. Yeah. During the creative,
Wasn't during the creative arts one. It was during the teen camp and that year everyone was together, but yeah, that's where I met my beautiful wife. I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Awesome. And is there anything else you'd like to say about any of the topics that we talked about today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's summer is just such a good time of year. I mean, not only because of the weather, but just because there's so much fun to be had, and definitely keep all those kids in your prayers, whether it be, you know, the safe travels or that they just learn something new. I think, you know, as a community, we just continue to try to do as much as we can to give the children as much opportunities as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And also, we have a few more minutes. We have about 10 minutes
okay,
left.
Sure.
So, I don't know if everyone is aware, but Chase here is a town star.
Oh, gosh. Oh, we really are going to talk about this. Okay. We were joking about it.
Why
okay.
Not?
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. So he was Joseph in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the musical, and also a Russian man in the play before. So, how does it feel not being in a play or a musical right now?
Let me just say, it's actually, some days it's very sad. Yes. It's like it's nice to like have some evenings from practice that are now free and I can spend it with my family. But that last night, I was sobbing because it's so hard for, you know, you build these incredible bonds. I mean, we had a blast doing it together. You were in it too.
I was in it too.
Yeah. And, and it's such a blast. And then when it's over, it's like, there's that moment of like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And so I think I'm already thinking of like what's going to come next. You know, what am I going to be able to audition for next? And honestly, I did not expect to have that role. I thought Haley was crazy at first for offering that role to me. And I was like, OK, well, we'll see how it goes. But it was so much fun.
Yeah, and you did great. And you went. I think you went on vacation or something. You went somewhere, so you were gone for a little bit.
Yeah,
but you
there
were
in the like. Yeah, during the first couple weeks of practice. Yeah, I was with my wife. We were in Mexico.
Oh.
which was great too, right? But yeah. So I felt like I was a little behind when we got back. But you know, it all comes together, and that's what Haley, who of course directed it and is amazing. That's what she always says. She always says, you know, people worry, but it always comes together.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. She was saying that a few days before practice, before the play.
She was like, it's okay. It's all going to come together, guys. Don't worry about anything. I remember those words a lot.
Yes. And it happened. And it's true.
It did. It was it was a blast.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had the clam juice bottle that spilled on stage?
During the performance. The actual performance.
A lot of people didn't realize that, but if we were up there, you definitely recognized that smell. It was awful.
Yeah.
But like those memories are things that like I would never trade because they're just all a part of the fun.
Yeah, yeah. And what Haley has said before is that no two performance is the same.
Oh, no.
With theater.
No, not at all.
There's no way. I don't think it's possible to have a replica.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's the beauty of it because each performance is memorable in its own way. Whether it be because of some funny, you know, mistake that happened or because, you know, maybe one of the songs that we did was just so good on one of the particular nights. But it's so fun for them to be such an individual performance because, again, it's just all part of the adventure and the memory that goes with it.
Yeah. And what was that like being in almost all the scenes, right?
Boy, it was a lot, but it was fun. Again, I wouldn't trade that for anything. There was definitely some moments of like stress, like, oh man, I just really got to get this song down. But no, it was a blast. I definitely felt like I was stretching myself for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys had some tough lines though, as the songs for the Joseph's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There were some tough songs in there for you guys.
I know. I was memorizing them right up to the end.
For me, it was the colors.
Exact. Yes. Yep.
There were so many colors on that coat.
There were lots of colors, and it was fun spinning you around with.
Oh
that
yeah,
coat.
Yeah. Good times. And Adrian was so much fun as Elvis Farrow.
Yep.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. So you're probably going to audition.
You know, there are moments where I say, oh, maybe I'll take a break, but I know I won't.
Right.
I love it too much.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to come next, but I'm eager to find out, though.
I've heard things.
Oh, really?
But I don't think I can.
Oh, we can't say it on here. Man, the one time. All right. Well, Haley, if you're listening, I guess you gotta reveal it.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chase, for coming on to the Talk on the Rock and sharing what's next with Salvation Army. And Is there anything else that you would like to add for Salvation?
I mean, yeah, most folks know, like, in the Salvation Army, we move around a lot, but I am so glad to tell you that we're here in Wrangell for another year, and hopefully many more than that. Yeah. But every you know, this time of year, we always get a little nervous because we never know, but we're just so glad to be here in Wrangell's. Wrangell's our home. Yeah. Wrangell's our family.
And where were you before here?
Bellingham, Washington.
Okay.
And I forget all about them now.
How long were you there for?
2 years.
Okay.
Two
and years. So you're on your third year
now.
Yeah,
going on year three.
In Wrangell.
I know. It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, yay. Welcome back. Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah, we're glad to stay. We're glad to stay. I get it.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks again. And we're going to hop on into World Cafe. We'll start in 5 minutes.